Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking into weathermanpod.com on this Saturday. It is the 13th day of the month of April 2024. I'd like to thank everybody for the great week. Started off with that total solar eclipse that I saw with my wife Sue and with our good friends Ed and Bobby Galkin up in Plattsburgh, New York. And kudos to the Plattsburgh people in Essex County and north country of New York State. Did a great job in providing places. We were actually at the Plattsburgh Airport, and they had an aerial already. And there were several places all across the Plattsburgh area that were earmarked for having the total eclipse watchers, all those astronomers, amateur astronomers, looking at that eclipse. That's something that we're not going to have around these parts for a long time. But it was a great day, and well, most of the week we had some rainy weather moving in, both on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in the Northeast Corridor here. And as we take a look at the weather situation across the nation, for aviation interest, if you're traveling about on this weekend, this Saturday, weather across the nation looking pretty good on this Saturday. We do see some snow showers across the Finger Lakes of New York State and up around Watertown, extending all the way up into the St. Lawrence River Valley, also up around the Plattsburgh area. We're also looking at the possibility of some snow showers. That was interesting as we were going north on what's called the Northway. You take the New York Thruway from the New York City area up into Albany. Then that crosses westbound to the Buffalo region, where Buffalo had a total eclipse too, but they had a lot of cloud cover. So we were in a good spot. But anyhow, going up the Northway, which is 87, as you got higher and higher elevations, there was snow on the ground in April, on the April 8th earlier this week. And they're going to get a little bit more snow in that area this upcoming weekend. But in Atlanta, Atlanta-Hartsfield looking pretty good. No problems weather-wise there. Or in Charlotte, those two airline hubs looking real good. All of Florida is looking fine. We see no potential weather that's going to cause any aviation or airline delays in those areas. Texas looking dry. Looking dry in the Denver area, Chicago, Minneapolis, St. Paul, all looking fine. St. Louis, no problem weather-wise. Out on the West Coast, looks like some rainy weather moving into L.A. and San Diego, mostly in L.A. and northward up to the San Francisco Bay area. Sierra Nevada, looks like more snow. That's Route 80 that comes out of San Francisco, going by the San Francisco Bay Area through the Golden Gate Bridge, and then up into the Sierra Nevada, up to Reno, and it's Donner's Pass where they're going to be getting between about 6 to 12 inches of new snow in that area this upcoming weekend. Up in Seattle and Portland, looks like they're going to have some dry weather, probably only for a day. Weather across the Northeast Corridor is going to be clouds and sun for Saturday. High temperatures are in the mid-50s. Sunday looks like fair weather to start, but then an increase in clouds will bring rainy weather at night. High temperatures from D.C. up to the Boston area, ranging to about 60 to 65 on Sunday. Monday, the weather clears out. Could be some rain showers on Sunday night. Monday, the weather clears out. It's going to be really nice in the 70s in Philly, New York, and in Boston area in the 60s, all with generally fair skies both Monday and Tuesday of next week. Again, I am meteorologist Steve Pelletieri. Thanks for checking in. Next update on your Sunday. Hope you check in then. Have a great day.